Hello?
Hey, Cheryl.
It is, uh-huh.
Hey, Cheryl, how are you? This is Zach.
Hi, Zach, how are you?
I was calling because we had spoken a few times about your property on Ridgecliff Road. Are you still selling it?
Yes, I'm actually working with a real estate person right now to get that done, so we are good to go.
Okay, when's it getting listed?
I'm not really sure. We have a couple of things that we're going to do to it first, so I'm hoping within the next couple of weeks.
Well, do you know how much you're looking to get for it? Because I am interested in it.
We're still kind of working through all of that. I mean, there are some things that need to be done to it, and
Just that.
I'm going tomorrow to sit and meet with someone. But what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Just as is, I wouldn't need anything fixed up.
Okay, and what is your
I have property over there, Circlewood and, Whole Street Road.
And what is your ticket? What are you looking to pay?
Well, I mean, I really just wanted to kind of get an idea of what you wanted, and, I wouldn't particularly need a real estate agent, but if you do, that's on you. But
Yeah, because we're trying to decide whether or not we want to just try to list it and have showings and all of that, or I'm just trying to get some information from her as to whether or not things, what we want the bang for the buck. We don't just want to just get rid of the house because it's not necessary to do that. So of course, he wants to get the most bang for his buck, that he being my husband. So we're just kind of like we're just learning right now. So it's really a lot of what happens will be based on what this person that we're working with says tomorrow. And then if you want to give me a call on Wednesday or something like that, because like I said, I mean, the mission here is to not, he has so many people calling about it that I'm sure it's just going to be flipped and turned into rental property and everybody's trying to make a dollar, but we want to make sure we get the best dollar from it first.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm definitely interested in it, and I
All
just
right. Well, what I'm gonna do, when I meet with her tomorrow, I would just let her know that we've had a couple of people call with an interest, and if we were to go that direction, what her thoughts are, because I kind of respect this woman's opinion. I've worked with
I'm
her.
just gonna tell you the facts.
Yeah.
She or whoever this person is, they will say that, they can get you the most bang for your buck on the market. Now, that being said, you have inspections and also the national average is 9% in closing costs. That's 3% the selling agent, 3% the buyer's agent. And then you have closing costs on top of that. So, I mean, obviously, we're licensed real estate agents. We hold a real estate license too. So, there's no edge or, also it's, we have a fiduciary duty to be upfront and honest with you. But as a real estate agent, that's going to be the thing that they would want to present you is to list it, to fix up, certain amount of things, and that's just not what I need. I'd buy it as is, like I told you, and I know where it's at. I know it, I've driven by it plenty of times. Got property over in that area. I mean, it's not in perfect shape, but I mean, it's got a solid structure and, brick house. Some updates on the inside and, call it a day type of thing.
All right. Now, what would be your as is price? I'm sure you pulled the comps in that area and see what houses are selling for and all of that. What would be like, just say I say with Zach, okay, well, what would be your as is price? And we'll go from there. What
Well,
would that price be?
it would be reasonable, and I tell you, I don't really think it's any value to me just to make an offer. If, you know, I'm in a, you know, business of buying houses, and, you know, I don't really just make offers. I mean, I would buy your house, yes, but I don't want to offer on it. I know you've got the person coming tomorrow, and I'm not trying to step on anybody.
Okay.
I'm not trying to step on
any
toes here. You know, I do want to buy it. I would buy it.
But you don't think that that's a fair question? Like, just kind of like, I'm sure you have a price in mind, because like you said, you've been in this game for a while. So
I mean, I think it's a fair question, but I don't think you know, it's necessarily fair of me to just throw out a number, one, when, you know, it might not even make sense to, because, you know, you are working with that real estate agent, and, you know, I think maybe once you do your due diligence a little bit more, and once you get
okay.
some feedback from her, I can
yeah.
give you a call tomorrow, and we can kind of go over what you think it would be fair, and then I'll see if I can kind of, you know, be in the ballpark of that, and then just kind of do it that way.
I think that sounds fair, because like I said, I you know, I mean, this woman, she seems like a pretty honest people. Like I said, I understand that everybody's in it for their own, but yeah, I'll let her know that we've had a couple of people, and if you know, what should be the expectation there. I don't know anything about the market. I mean, I know more hungry right now, but I don't know anything about it. Maybe even say what would fair and would not. I kind of do research and know what houses are selling for in that area, but you also to take into the consideration, I think, you know, the brick and the new windows and stuff like that. So I think, yeah, I think that's a good idea, Zach. I'll talk with her tomorrow, because right now we don't know much of anything. And then at least I'll get have a baseline from her. If she might say, well, I think if you do X, Y, Z, you can probably get this. If you want to sell it as is, you can get this. Right now, I don't have a clue what those numbers are. I think that's why I was asking you, like, what would be your number? Because I have no clue what it would be.
Right.
So, yep, we'll do that, and we'll go from there then. That's a good idea.
You know, you've owned it for a while, I'm sure. You know, it looks like it's about 20 years or so. You know, I don't want to waste your time. I'm sure you don't want to waste mine, so.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Are you interested in fixing it up? If, you know, I guess that's kind of.
Well, I mean, I don't know how much of the fixing. I mean, it does definitely need some fixing up. But if somebody says, well, if you put $10,000 in, you get $30,000 out. Well, then, ding, ding, ding. I mean, that's kind of a smart thing to do. It just depends on what, you know. I think she's going to come tomorrow and do the walkthrough and just kind of see what it looks like and just give me her honest feedback on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm looking for. From right now, from her, I thought, you know, I know her as a friend, and I'm like, well, just come and put your eyes on it and see what you think, so that I don't get screwed in the market, because we don't know anything about it. So that's where we're going with that. And then, you know, I'll touch base. I'll have a little bit more information tomorrow than I have right now.
Okay. And then,
okay.
And then let's just say she says, hey, your house is worth, you know, if it was all fixed up, $200,000. I'm just throwing out there. Hey, if your house was all fixed up, it's worth $200,000. And then we came to the agreement of something. I mean, how long would you need before you moved?
Well, I'm not in the house right now. I mean, this is a house. This is a second house. So we're not in it right now anyway. So
okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I said, oh, okay. Where are you guys at?
We own another house in Chesterfield.
Oh, okay. Cool. So
yeah.
this is just like a rental that you guys had, or?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
Gotcha. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
which is the reason why it needs some work. I mean, we're not in a rush, you know, to sell it. But I think right now we're just trying to I'm trying to get him to keep it and run it out again, but he's not interested in that. But I just think it's the smart thing to do. But anyway, that's a whole nother story, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, like I said, we're just going to kind of see what this young lady says tomorrow and then just go from there.
All right. And then I will, you want me to call you tomorrow? What time is she coming to look at it?
Well, I'm doing tomorrow evening, so you might want to give me until like Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay. Because I would like the
That's
opportunity to make something work if it makes sense. Because, I do have property in the area.
Okay.
All
All
right.
right. Well, want to circle back around tomorrow or Thursday? That'd be perfectly fine.
All right, I'll circle back around. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.